Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how much we love to dig into the nitty-gritty of making work actually work right?
Absolutely.
Well, today we're talking about something that can cause a lot of headaches for, well, just about anyone who's ever worked a shift.
Oh yeah, shift swaps and absences.
Exactly. It can be a real nightmare both for employees and managers.
For sure. Like trying to find someone to cover your shift last minute.
Ugh, don't even remind me. I used to spend hours texting people, trying to find someone, anyone, to take my shift when I needed a night off.
And then on the manager side, trying to juggle everyone's requests and make sure you've got all the bases covered.
It's like a never-ending puzzle. But guess what? We found something that makes it all so much easier. And that's what this deep dive is all about, scheduling software. We've been poring over some articles and case studies, and we're going to break down just how this technology can make shift management way less stressful.
Less stressful and honestly way more efficient.
Right. So before we get all techie, let's talk about the problem first. Imagine this. You're a manager at a busy restaurant, and it's the dinner rush. Suddenly, your main chef calls out sick.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Total chaos, right? You're scrambling to find a replacement, customers are waiting, and the whole team is stressed.
It not only impacts service, it can really hit the bottom line.
Absolutely. And that's just one example. Unexpected absences can throw any business into a tailspin. But with scheduling software, things run a whole lot smoother.
It's like having a central command center for your shifts. Everyone knows what's going on, and changes can be made quickly and easily.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But can we break it down a bit? Like, what are the key features that make this so much better than, say, just a shared spreadsheet or a whiteboard?
Sure. So first off, you've got a centralized platform. Everyone sees the schedule in real time, so there's no more confusion about who's working when.
So no more miscommunication or I didn't know it was scheduled excuses.
Exactly. And then you have a system for shift swap requests and approvals.
Okay, so that's got to be a big one, right?
Yeah.
No more frantic text messages?
Exactly. An employee needs to switch a shift, they just submit a request through the software.
And then what? Does the manager have to approve every single one?
Well, it depends. Some software allows for automatic approvals if, say, two employees who are already approved to swap shifts with each other want to do that.
That makes sense. So for those quick swaps, it's super easy.
Right. But for other swaps, a manager might want to take a look just to make sure it works with staffing needs.
So you've got flexibility built in.
You got it. And once a swap is approved, the software automatically notifies everyone involved. No more missed shifts or, oh, I forgot I was supposed to work today situations.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I can already see how much time and stress this could save. But I'm curious, what about the managers? Does all this automation mean they're less involved in the scheduling process?
That's a great question. And it's a concern some people have. But the reality is, it frees up managers to actually, well, manage. Instead of getting bogged down with all those manual tasks, they can focus on things like training, mentoring, and, well, actually leading their team.
So instead of being buried in spreadsheets, they can actually connect with their employees.
Exactly. And you know, another big perk, all the data these systems can track. Think about it. All those shifts, all that employee data, it's a goldmine of information.
Okay, so we're talking more than just making a pretty schedule, right? We're talking data-driven insights.
You got it. You can use this data to really understand your staffing needs, like when are your peak times? Are you consistently understaffed on Tuesdays? This kind of info can help you make smarter decisions about scheduling.
So you can actually anticipate needs and plan ahead. That's amazing.
Right. You can make sure you have enough people scheduled for your busiest times and avoid overscheduling during slower periods. Plus, you can even start to predict things like customer traffic patterns, which can help with everything from inventory management to marketing.
Wow. It's like taking all the guesswork out of scheduling.
Exactly. And it's not just good for the business, it's good for employees too. They get more control over their schedules, can easily request time off, and swap shifts when needed.
You know what's really cool about all this? It's not just about digitizing a process. It's about making work better for everyone involved.
Totally. And you know, it makes me think, how might this kind of seamless shift management impact not just efficiency, but also team morale, customer service, and even the overall success of a business?
That's a great question. It seems like scheduling software isn't just a tool. It's a whole new way of approaching how we work and manage our time.
Exactly.
So much to think about. Thanks for diving into this with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, we hope this has given you some food for thought. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then. Bye.